Ironized Yeast presents
Lights Out, Everybody. It is later than you think.
My name, Arch Obler. All my life, I, even as you, have been fascinated by stories of the unusual, by stories of suspense, by stories of the world of the future, and of the dark mysteries of the past. Tonight, through the sponsorship of the makers of Ironized Yeast, we bring you a new series of plays that I have written dedicated to all of you who like to think that perhaps there are other worlds beyond this very mad one of ours. But now meet Mr. Bob Lamont, our announcer, who will tell you more of what is to come.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, in the weeks to come, we will bring you the thrills and chills of stories of imagination. And we tell you calmly, but very sincerely, that these will not be stories for those who frighten easily and permanently. But if you want release for just a little while before facing the problems of today, then listen while we tell you from week to week of this world and other worlds. Of these times and the ages to come. Of the dead and the undead. But now, Mr. Obler, what's the title of the story for tonight?
Title? We'll tell you that at the end of the story. For reasons you'll quickly discover. Anyway, the title has no importance. This is a story that touches on the supernatural. And no matter how calm you may feel at the moment, perhaps soon you won't be quite so calm.
Yes, there's something mighty awe-inspiring about the supernatural. But you know, plain facts can be pretty startling, too. For instance, think of the thousands of Americans who are miserably thin and nervous and run down, often because they're simply not getting enough vitamin B and iron from their food. If that's true of you, friends, then I urge you in all sincerity, try Ironized Yeast Tablets. They're so easy to take, and they've worked wonders for thousands of people who only needed more vitamin B and iron. Help them gain glorious new pep and strength, and 5, 10, even more pounds of good new flesh. Remember, that's the one and only Ironized Yeast Tablets. And now,
lights out.
Oh, Frank! Frank, is that good?
You're telling me. Hey, I got another one. Now, this farmer had a daughter.
Oh, no, Frank, enough's enough. You watch your driving.
Go on. This bus drives itself.
Hands on the steering wheel, sweetie pie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, till the rain stops.
Well, what if it rains all the way down to Mexico?
Oh, we'll stop.
Oh, gee. You sure got a nice set of tires on this.
Yeah. That's one thing about that ex-husband of mine. Kept everything he had in perfect condition.
For, me?
Shut your face.
I wonder if he'll follow us.
What'd you say?
Sam, follow us.
What for? He got the divorce, didn't he? Anyway, how's he gonna follow me? When that judge got through paying me off alimony, there wasn't enough left in the account for Sam to buy roller skates.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. I'm going places. He ain't. He's stuck with the kid.
Yeah. Oh, how do you like that?
What?
Look, up ahead.
Well,
that's the first thing on wheels we've seen on this road since noon.
Hey, what kind of a truck is that?
I don't know. You think I got eyes like an eagle?
No, a wolf.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll catch up to him.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you better not pass it.
Why not?
Goofy-looking truck. Maybe Army.
Are you kidding?
Well, I mean...
Go on. Do you think that's all them Army guys got to do? The think about sticking out their hands and asking, hey, where's your death card?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Frank.
Oh. You're just needling me, huh? Now, Millie, lay off. I told you before, no more of that draft stuff.
Look,
if
Frank,
you want a tin hero in a uniform, you got the wrong guy,
Frank,
baby.
Frank, the truck is...
No, draft board's roping me. No, sir.
Frank.
I'm getting so far away, they
Frank,
won't even
you
be able to...
Frank, will you listen to me? Truck ahead. Look.
Huh? Well, how do you like that?
I don't.
Danger. High explosives.
The minute I saw the red color of it, I knew it was something.
So what?
Yeah, pass him up.
Oh, you know me. All right, get over there, get over.
Look at the guy, staying right in the middle.
Come on, one side.
Is he deep or something?
How do you like that guy? Hog in the middle of the road.
Who does he think he is?
Get over, hey, you.
Go on, scare the pants off him.
What do you mean?
Go on, cut around him.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not loaded with dynamite, he is.
Well, you're gonna follow him all the way? Cut around the shoulder, you got room.
Okay.
Get over there, you big bum!
Shove over, I'm coming through.
Frank, look out! He tried to kill us.
Yeah. Run us off the road. A guy loaded with dynamite. Tries to run us off the road. Millie. Millie, what's the matter with you? What are you just looking like that for?
Frank. Frank.
Yeah. I know it was a close one. But it was your idea, passing him up. So he's gone on ahead of us. So what?
Didn't you see...
See what? What?
The driver of the truck. He didn't have a face.
All right. All right, I've heard you once. I've heard you 100 times. So let's not talk about it anymore. Go on. Go on, take another drink.
Bottle's empty.
Well, there's another one in the black suitcase. Reach back.
I don't want any more.
Okay, then. So it's gone on ahead. The road's clear. We're on our way, so forget it. Without a face.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Sure. What's the matter, baby?
Me. Me seeing things.
Yeah.
Like the song they sing over the radio. I ain't got nobody.
Atta, baby. Laugh it off.
Sure. Nothing's going to spoil our fun, huh, Frank?
Oh, you're telling me? Listen, once we get over the border... Oh.
Frank.
What?
Ahead. Look ahead, the truck.
Well?
It's there again.
I see it. I got eyes.
But it's that truck.
So what? I've been going fast. I caught up with it. This time I will pass
it. Oh, no, Frank.
What do you mean, no? 4-lane road? You can't block me off this time.
Frank, don't. Turn off.
What are you talking about?
Another road. We'll take another road.
This one's the shortest one. We're staying right on this. I'll leave that guy standing still.
What's the matter?
The engine, it... No. No, it's all right. Gee, how do you like that? It was almost up to him. If the engine would... Now I'll pass that buzzard.
Frank.
What's the matter with this car? There. It's all right again. Well, how do you like that? A second time in a row. Just when I was going to pass him, the engine cuts out.
Yes. Let him go.
Huh? What do you mean, let him go? Nah. There. It's okay. This time I will get around.
Yes, pass him up. I want you to pass him up.
I will. I'll be your son of a...
Happened again.
You're telling me? Say, what kind of a car did that husband of yours have anyway?
This thing's crazy. Just when I'm going to pass him up, the engine cuts out. When I fall behind, it's all right.
Something wrong with the engine?
Sure. What do you think I've been talking about? Well, I've had my belly full.
You mean we'll go some other way?
I told you this is the shortest road. Ah, look. Downgrade. Now I'll do it.
What?
Pass him going on down a hill.
Oh, no.
If you think I'm going to follow behind a dynamite truck the rest of the day, you're crazy.
But, Frank...
What's the matter with you? First you want us to pass him and then you don't. He's going downhill and geared. I'm catching up to him as if he was standing still.
Look out, he's cutting to the left.
So what? I'll pass him on the right. All right, you roadhog and buzzard. Pull over there. Pull over, I'll knock your ears back on you.
Frank, what is it? Why did you stop? Frank!
Didn't you see?
No, my eyes. I was scared. I kept them shut. Frank, what is it?
The truck.
The driver. Frank, you saw what I thought. The face.
No. No, I didn't. Millie, as sure as we're sitting here, I'm telling you, there's nobody driving that truck. Jess, nobody.
Frank.
Yeah?
How long are we just gonna sit here? Frank, I'm talking to you.
I need another drink.
There ain't any more. Frank, before, when I thought I saw something goofy in that truck, you said I was seeing things.
Huh?
Well, maybe you did too. I mean, the rain and both our nerves being jumpy, so maybe it was just seeing things.
Yeah. Seeing things. Yeah, maybe that's it.
All right. Then let's get going, will you? Just sitting here in the car in the rain. Let's get moving.
Okay. You know something?
What?
I feel okay now.
With what you poured down, you oughta.
Goofy. That's what it was. Plain goofy. A crazy truck driver tries to block us off and I see things. You see things. Goofy. That's what it is.
Yeah. Rain sure making it dark fast, huh?
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
The next crossroads I'm going to turn off.
But you said
so I changed my mind. Cut to the right and the next road going south we'll take.
Frank.
What?
What if they stop us?
Who?
The cops.
Oh.
The border patrol. Whoever they got guarding the border.
I told you, that guy will meet us at Nogales, and for $200 he'll show us a way. Don't you ever listen to me?
All right.
That dirty truck-driving buzzard.
I never want to see a red truck again as long as I live.
Red? Yeah. Once we get over the border, we'll paint it red all the way down to South America. Hey, baby?
Yeah. That's what I want. Fun the rest of my life.
I told you. You'll get it. Oh, here's where we turn.
Hey! Well, I think how Sam used to worry about these tires.
That chump.
Patriotic duty to Satan, he said.
I'll bet you he had an American flag embroidered on his chest.
Oh, Frank. Oh, gee, you make me forget anything. How far do we go this way?
I told you. Next road, we'll swing back south and...
Frank.
I see it.
Parked up there.
Yeah.
What are you gonna... Why are you pulling up behind...
I'm gonna wait.
Wait?
You don't think I'm gonna ride past him again, do you?
Then what?
We'll wait. Just wait.
Frank.
Yeah.
Getting dark.
Yeah.
Just sitting here. Rain. Frank, is there somebody in that truck?
There must be.
Who, Frank? Who?
The glove compartment. Open it.
Huh?
I'll get it.
What? Knife?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to find out who that guy is up there and why once and for all. Come on. Come on. Come with me.
Oh, no.
You come with me.
My arm.
Come on. I'm telling you, I've had about all I can take.
Stop dragging me along.
I'll tell that guy. Crowding us off the road. Falling to us,
Frank,
every place we
go.
I'll tell him.
Frank, let go of me. I don't want to go up there. Let go of me.
All right, mister. All right, come on out of there. Now, you see, Millie? There is a guy driving. Come on, you. Get out of there. All right, I'll drag you out. Come on, open that door. Climb down out of there. All right. I'll open it for you.
Oh no!
Ladies and gentlemen, while we catch our breath before the second half of tonight's Lights Out story, I want you to hear a true story that happened to Mr. Charles Kranz of Detroit, Michigan. Mr. Kranz, who simply needed more vitamin B and iron, writes,
I work in one of the large defense plants here. Not long ago, they put me on the third shift, which means working nights and sleeping daytimes. I wasn't used to this, couldn't get my regular sleep in the daytime. I also lost my appetite. One of my fellow workers told me to try ironized yeast, which I did. Now I get my regular sleep and talk about appetite. I'm always hungry. Thanks to ironized yeast, I've gained about 7 pounds.
Thank you, Mr. Kranz. And friends, if you're miserably thin and nervous and run down, remember this. Authorities say,
when you don't get enough vitamin B and iron from your daily food, you may lack appetite, not eat enough to maintain normal weight and strength. And when you don't get enough iron from your food, you may be weak and pale and listless.
Ironized yeast tablets give you both vitamin B and iron. They cost but a few pennies a day. So if you simply need more vitamin B and iron to feel better, look better, really enjoy life once again, ask your druggist for the one and only ironized yeast tablets with IY on the package and on each tablet. And now back to Lights Out. The red truck has disappeared in the distance, but the man and woman sit there in the moving automobile with a fright in them beyond words, while around them the rain beats down in the lonely road. A heavy rain, an endless.
Millie. Millie, stop crying. Stop crying, I tell you, stop it! What good is crying? Keep moving. That's all. Keep moving.
If we'd only get to some houses, people.
Yeah. First house we come to, we'll stop. Sure. Wait till it's light again. People. It's safe where there's people.
People will help us, Frank. Anybody will help us.
Yeah. Get the people. A car. Haven't seen a car. Not for miles.
As long as we don't see him.
It's all right. No truck could keep up with us as fast as we've been going.
He could.
No, no. We'll keep on driving. Driving. And that'll be that. You hear me? That'll be that.
I think you're more scared than I am.
Shut up. Look.
What?
No. No, we're still alone on the road. Lift up your pace. Look, see on the horizon? The lights? Oh, I'll bet you that's no galleys.
Oh, Frank.
Sure. Sure. Once we get there, it'll be all right.
Are you sure, Frank?
Sure, sure. Lights. People. A drink.
That's what we need.
Yeah. I don't want to sleep tonight.
Huh?
I said I don't want to sleep tonight. If I close my eyes, I'll see.
Shut up. I don't want to talk about it.
I got to talk about it. Yeah, talk about it now and then. I'll get it all out from inside me and I won't think about it
Shut
anymore.
Shut up, I tell you.
You got to tell me. In the truck. What I saw wasn't really...
Shut up! You blasted woman, shut up! Oh, now what are you crying about?
Let me alone. I won't go to my kid for what? For you to yell at me?
Okay. Okay, forget it. Look. Lights in the skies. Getting brighter. Oh, we're getting closer, all right.
No.
What?
Car ahead. Did you see?
What are you talking about? There's nothing there.
I saw. There, I saw it again. Red taillight.
So what? It's another car. We're getting nearer to town. That's swell. That's what we want, ain't it? Other cars, people, that's what we want.
Break!
Red truck.
No.
Last you, shut up. You gotta think. If you hear me, you gotta give me a chance to think. All right, go on and cry your blasted eyes out. I'll get out of this. I will. The rain stopped. Lights ahead. The town. Oh, once I get there, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna ditch you. You hear that, Millie? I'm gonna ditch you. Sure, all that's happened. That thing up there. It's you that brought it on. You're just a hoodoo to me. Get rid of you and I'll get rid of him up ahead. Go on. Cry. Who cares? I'm ditching you, baby. And there's nothing you can do about it. Sure. Follow him. Get to town. He won't get into town. He couldn't. But I will. And then out you go, baby.
You dirty rat.
You take your car and go right back again, baby. Once we get to Nogales, I don't want any part of it or you. Hey, look. Gone.
What?
The truck ahead. It's gone. Put on the spotlight. Yeah. Yeah, gone, just like that. The minute I even talk about getting rid of you, it's gone.
You walk out on me and I'll kill you.
Yeah? Bright lights, here I come. Clear road ahead.
You're not going to ditch me.
You're in the ditch already, baby.
Sam won't take me back.
Ha ha, you got me crying.
I'll fix you. I'll tell him you're running out in the draft.
Yes, you will.
I'll yell it so loud they'll hear it back on State Street.
Maybe I'll have to shut your mouth.
You touch me and I'll tear your eyes out.
All right, baby. I've had enough today. What's happened? What I saw in that truck? It all adds up to one thing. No matter what I gotta do for it, I gotta get rid of my hoodoo. You. Yeah. Even if I have to kill you.
Frank.
You're gonna be smart, eh, baby?
Frank, behind us.
What are you talking about?
Behind us.
Huh? The car. So what?
Him.
Ah, you're crazy.
Him, I tell you. Following us.
Nobody's following us. Getting near a town. It's another car. So what?
Following us.
Shut up. I'll show you. Put on speed. Leave him behind. I'll show you.
No. It's no good. Getting closer.
What?
Closer, I tell you.
No. Go faster. It's not following us.
Closer, Frank. He's closer.
You're crazy. You're trying to drive me crazy.
Frank, it is the red truck. It's him.
No, stop saying that.
Him. Him.
No, no.
Rear vision mirror. Look in it. Faster. Go faster.
Yes, yes.
Don't let him get me, Frank. Faster. He's getting closer. Faster.
I can't. Foot's down to the floor.
Faster.
Can't.
Frank, he's right behind us. Gonna ride over us.
Back. No.
On top of
him. Go back.
Frank. Turn the wheel. Frank. He's gonna drive over us!
Hello. Hello, Sergeant. This is Reardon. About that crash just outside Nogales. Yeah, I've been all over it, and it still don't make sense. Empty road, no skid marks, no nothing. And it looks as if this sedan must have been the only car on the road. Yeah. And yet it's crushed flat like, well, like a 75-ton tank rolled over it. Well, I'm telling you the truth, Sergeant. The whole automobile crushed flat like a tin can. And then it must have caught fire. No. What was left of them was burned to a crisp. Huh? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm coming in. One thing more, Sarge. And there's a funny thing. All around the car where we found it, there are hoof prints. Yeah. I said marks like hoof prints burned into the macadam of the road. No, Sarge. I'm cold sober. As sure as I'm standing here, I'm telling you the car was crushed flat and the body's burned and the marks like hoof prints burned in the road like, well, like something walked around watching them burn. Okay. I was just telling you. It don't mean a thing to me. What the devil?
Mr. Obler.
Yes?
The story. What was in that truck? Was it really, really?
Well, I can only repeat the title of tonight's story. What the devil? Was it really? How should I know?
Oh, and I suppose you don't even know about next week's Lights Out story.
Oh, but I do. Do you like worms, Mr. Lamont?
What?
Worms. Fat, crawly worms. You know, the kind that slither all over your lawn at night. The squirmy ones that hang on the end of your fish hook. Well, next week our story is going to be about worms. Little insignificant worms who, one strange night, decided that they'd be insignificant no longer. Or perhaps you think the impossible is always impossible.
Mr. Obler, the longer I live, the more I become convinced that nothing is impossible. Of course, not everyone feels that way. I'm thinking now of the thousands of people who go on day after day leading a miserable half existence, thin and weak and nervous, run down, always tired, because they figure nothing can help them. Well, friends, if you're one of those thin, tired, nervous folks, and if it's due simply to vitamin B and iron shortage, believe me, there is help for you. Ironized yeast supplies both these vital substances. It's helped thousands who needed them. Helped them so amazingly that ironized yeast is actually sold on this no-risk, money-back basis.
If you're not 100% pleased with the results, the cost of the first package will be refunded to you in full by the Ironized Yeast Company, Box IY, Rahway, New Jersey.
And now, Mr. Obler, will you tell us more about next Tuesday night?
Yes, but not too much. The story is called The Revolt of the Worms, and in it we ask a very simple question. What would happen to our Earth if suddenly the earthworms, yes, the simple little earthworms that turn over our soil, suddenly grew and grew until, but that's next week.
It is later than you think.
This summer's clothes may have to last you several summers more, so give them the care they need to last longer. Before packing those clothes away for winter, rid them of grease spots with Energene cleaning fluid. Moths attack grease spots first, you know, and if neglected, grease spots may penetrate deeply into the fabric and prove harmful to the cloth. So get out the Energene and get rid of every grease spot on the clothes you're packing away. You'll find Energene cleaning fluid removes those grease spots easily to help make your clothes last longer. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.